you're joined in the media center by number one qualifier, Andrew Hines. Andrew, your time yesterday of 6.82 at 196.42 miles per hour puts you in the number one spot. You are now in a three-way tie with your brother and Eddie for second overall number ones, and you all now have 44. What does that mean to you, especially sharing that with your brother and with your teammate?
Well, it's pretty phenomenal. I mean, when I was a young kid, I was watching my brother go out there and just, you know, clobber number one qualifiers. It seemed like he just could do no wrong, and he was a really good rider and great at tuning his motorcycle. So it's really cool to be in that same classification. You know, Eddie having 44 also with our team, he got that last race. So I knew he was picking away and catching us, and he was able to leapfrog. But now it's cool to be really all tied. And then the leader of all time is on our team as well now. So Angel's got 49, and hopefully we get one with our Harley Davidson here real soon.
So you also made a great run today when it was really hot out. Does that help your confidence for tomorrow?
It does. That last run, I kind of took a chance on the 60-foot to see what this kind of track would hold for the temperature. And I was really happy with the 105 60-foot that I laid down in that session. The track wasn't as good as it was in Q3 when we had a 104, but it was a good race day setup. It's nice to be able to follow Pro Stock on Saturday. Now we get a little bit different shot of what the track's going to be like. You know, first time in history that we're following Pro Stock on Saturday now instead of being the first pro class out on Saturday. So that was a change of pace, and it's nice to see some pro cars going up and down the track instead of being at the trailer listening to them. So our team does a great job in the heat. We're really learning our setup in this hot weather, and typically I don't look forward to the middle of the season because that's typically when our struggles start to happen for our team, but it seems like we're hitting our stride right now in this 90 degree weather, so we'll take it as it comes.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, you know, ran really well, two really good runs, but what is more significant for you guys as a team, you know, obviously your great performance, which is carried over from a couple of races, or the fact that after Q3 you had all three of your guys' Harleys, but, you know, 1, 2, and 3.
It's just fantastic to get him to run that quick. We're struggling with Angel's bike to get it to go perfectly straight for her, but it's a learning process from run to run to see. When we deal with rear steer on the bikes, it's different between what she needs and what Eddie and I need. We're bigger guys. We can throw the bike around and make a smaller correction that has more impact. So for her, getting the axle perfect for her is key because she doesn't have the physical size to manhandle a motorcycle like needs to be done sometimes. So if we get her going straight, you can see what can happen. I mean, she was 685, and it can put a big number on the board. But these motorcycles are so finicky with making a straight run. That's the difference between being in the top qualifying spot or being 3, 4, or 5. You know, it's those last couple hundreds that it comes down to the rider to get it all out of the motorcycle. So it's gratifying to see that we were 1, 2, 3 of that session, but we really want to be 1, 2, 3 at the end of the weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, sir.